Rabbi Weisbach.
Over here,
So that cabinet, I've done no mixing whatsoever, it's just combined together and it's become a mixture. So because of that, they tell this hexa, it's very, very on the ball this one.
Sorry, thank you.
This hexa of what you call it, of making a thick mixture on Shabbos, I said to you last time, doesn't work with things that bond together instantly. You wouldn't get one?
I'm going to talk to you.
Everyone needs a holiday, I think. Yeah? Anything which bonds together straight away, like mixing, the whole hexa we're talking about over here is based on this builder, that you put the ingredients in, you mix it, then you put a shim in the seder in the ingredients, and you mix it with a funny way. That is enough for shim to make a dish of on shal in certain cases. In wheat, it's meant to do. So the chayra, that is also to do. That's why I said last time. So if someone came up to me, two people came up, first of all, one horror was, how do I know that? It's a good point. I'll tell you where I'm coming from. And this is an interesting point. In Simon Shir Mem, I was busy making this money, you should know. I went on holiday, but I was busy. In Shir Mem, in Sifrut Beis, the Machaber says that Zeroyne Pishton, flax seeds, Hanoisen Zero Pishton, Oishumshum, if someone puts flax seeds or sesame seeds in water, Chayat Mishum Losh. He's Chayat as Losh.
For Primogodin, Makasha, Primogodin, I don't understand.
We've got halacha at certain cases, you're not going to make a mixture on shots. Why would we need to be saying not allowed to? Because Shulman says clearly not allowed to. Now, I'm not sure about the right ingredients over here. I went to this one health food shop, someone told me to go there, and I bought milled flax seeds. This, as far as I know, is the equivalent of Zeroni Pishon flax seeds, which is the Shulman's case. Now, it's interesting in this case over here because people don't speak out, and he says that flax seeds are different to normal flour and water. I want to read out Loshen. He says, we've got a nice, Esh Zera Pishton Nase Kol Kasim. The flax seeds become so well cling together, and in Deshi Yosu Mayim, that by soaking in water, actually, this is Loshen, it's not going to start, actually, Yuchal Likach Biyodoi, the Nase Bush. You could lift it in your hand, it becomes like a solid matter. Well, the hockey chayav shiyosu bevad. That's why you're chayav just on the surface by itself. Mashaking flour and water, that doesn't happen to you. Now, the question is, where does wheat bix fit into it? Let me show you over here. This is, too much now, it's one here. Too much water. See, I tried it at home. It's actually basically, this zera pishton clings together, mummies like a lump. Let's leave it for a bit longer. It mummies sticks like quite a thick lump. Even so, I think the wheat bix is very similar. The Weetabix mixture and the Zera Pishton that I've got over here is very, very similar. And therefore, the Chayra in Svara, if the Zera Pishton is offered to do, the Chayra Humadin, the Weetabix is offered to do. Not everyone's muscular here. I can hear maybe a mocker's making a good
decision. That's only if you put a little bit.
Yeah, I'm saying if you make a Belinda Rabba, there's no problem, Pastor. Yeah? That's what we said earlier. I think a thick mixture in Weetabix is the Chayra very similar to Zera Pishton. You see the Weetabix now, there's a mummy, it's a lump. You see? I could throw it to someone, I'm not going to do it yet, but you could throw it to someone, it was like a snowball. Mummy's a lump. If you look at this one over here, it's not mixed properly, you can see it's also very, very much so, like a lump. It's very, very similar. I can't see much of the chilek. Someone told me that the chilek was too, but the chilek seems very, very similar. I've seen many possible take on that wheat to make the Elisha Oba is very similar to this case of Pishton, and then we're not allowed to make no chance. Okay? Just one other point I want to make, which also someone was my own good point.
You need it straight away.
What?
You need to use it straight away. It
sticks together. So you try it. Weetabix goes very, very quick. It binds together very, very quick. It's very little to do. It sets very, very quick. Try it out at home. It bonds very, very quick. Unless you make an Isharak.
No, I'm saying, if you even put the milk in the book and the Weetabix together, you use it straight away. You feed straight away.
Like we're going to eat a gusset. You're going to eat like that straight away before you get a chance quick to set. Mummy, straight away. I'm saying you have to have one scoop off the other, yeah? Because if you wait a bit of time, it's going to congeal. The whole thing gets stuck together. It goes very, very quick. Try it out. It sticks very, very, very quickly. The other question someone asked us a long time ago, actually, more or less when we started Losh, which is also an interesting question, and we didn't brush it aside, but an interesting question is, can you pour bread into liquids? Is that called Losh? The liquid is now sticking to the bread. So the mice of that, I'm going to say there's no problem. Cake into tea and biscuits into tea, all these things is not called Losh. But the problem says, because that's the opposite really of Losh. It's becoming more loose. It's not sticking together, it's loosening. I mean, obviously it's going to fall apart in a way, really. That's not from Ross. I want to point out because somebody asked that question. Okay. More examples of Nisha or Amuta is a very interesting case as well. I'll show this to Rezusham practically tomorrow. But all the cases we've spoken about, for example, let's say you want to put breadcrumbs into yogurt. You've got a runny yogurt and you put breadcrumbs into yogurt. The chayra, just to mix it like normally, is a problem with Nisha or Amuta, because it starts binding a little bit and it's going to get a mixture. If you could find in inverted commas, some sort of binding agent which doesn't bind straight away, it doesn't mix straight away, then the chori got around this problem in a way. What's my example? If someone takes, for example, mashed up tuna, very ground up tuna, and he puts thick mayonnaise on top of the tuna, there's no binding that happens. The thick mayonnaise is a thick lump of mayonnaise. When you put that on top of the tuna, what happens? There's no binding whatsoever taking place. Nothing has had a chance to mix. The thick mayonnaise, which sits on top of the tuna, hasn't had a chance to blend with the tuna. It's just sitting on top. There's no leisure that's happened at all. Even according to Rabbi, the one that we worry about, there's been no leisure that's taken place yet. There's nothing stuck together. So you've gone around this problem that nothing is mixed straight away. So if you were to use a thick mayonnaise, for example, on top of your crushed out tuna, and then you do a shilling in the mixing, chassis behavior, both happen, you've done very well. You've got around the problem, but it doesn't mix straight away. And when you want to do a leisha, or to a leisha, you can do it in an abnormal way, that's not it. So that would be a way of doing a leisha on Shabbos. Someone wants to make his egg and onion, or he wants to make his tuna, he could do it in that way, put thick mayonnaise on top of his, whatever it is that has to be mixed up. There would be no problem. Yeah?
Tuna is not
the scalp, yeah. You make it on Erev Shabbos. That's not for children. Yeah, you've got to come up with this heter over here because you're not doing lush. Very good. Good point, saying, but you don't need to come up with the heter. The whole heter that we based ourselves on before is going to get ruined, yeah? If you do it on Erev Shabbos, only when you're doing Elisha. That means that's a case of where in the Rosh you want to mix your breadcrumbs into runny yogurt. So straight away there, there's a mixture which takes place. Then you have to come onto a heter of, it's going to get ruined if you do it on Erev Shabbos, you can do it on Shabbos. In this case here, you're not doing anything wrong. You're putting a lump of mayonnaise onto your ground up tuna, but no leisha has taken place. Nothing has happened. There's been no binding whatsoever.
Can you then mix the tuna?
Then you can mix it with chassis vader, but it's an abnormal way. You don't look so happy there. I can see you. I can tell my face is looking. Well, which bit you don't look so happy? The Tazza's case, let's think about the Tazza's case, which is your case you're talking about. He's talking about you've got ground up radishes and cucumbers, and you pour oil into it. It looks like lambs, as soon as you pour the oil into it, there's a bit of binding that goes on. So that's a problem, because you've done already the oil that is already. You've done already a bit of binding, automatically something binds. On that, the task comes along with the chiddush, it's going to get ruined. We allow you to do this because we ignore them. In my case over here, with the tuna and the mayonnaise, we've done nothing wrong at all. There's nothing wrong at all to put a lump of mayonnaise onto your ground up tuna. No losh whatsoever.
It's mixed ready.
Sorry?
Because it's mixed
ready? Not mixed ready, but you take a lump of mayonnaise, thick mayonnaise, and you put it onto tuna. Will any of the tuna mix together with the mayonnaise? No. So you've done no mixing at all. Nothing at all has mixed that as a problem. So if there's no problem with any mixing, you've got no problem with Rebbe here. The whole problem is that Rebbe says as soon as you mix the liquid with the solid and something starts binding together, you ready to go over Nissa. We want to avoid that. So the Taz says we avoid that if it's going to be a Shas HaTchak. We ignore Rebbe. This case of Eni doesn't come up with that because nothing's happening at all. Yeah? That's what we said last time. It's a new shtick over here, yeah? So that's a good eitzah with a thick mayonnaise. If a person uses a thick mayonnaise, then that will be an eitzah of how to mix something with, what do you call it? With,
If you put bread in the liquid, why is it disintegrating? It's a part of the liquid, it's a dish.
if you're doing the opposite of not being there. Yeah, I agree. It's an interesting point. I must say, it's a very interesting point. Someone asked Kasha a long time ago this question about can you pour cake and bread into liquids? The hardest one is right. I remember that Russian talking to you some time when I saw it. Shreyas Pastu Mashke, someone who soaks bread into liquids, ain't a losh. That's not called losh. Shamashke Gurgan Pirut. The mashke liquid causes a separation, but it didn't work. It doesn't cause a connection, doesn't cause a combination. The dominant notion of mashke le kemah is not similar to the case of where a person puts liquid into flour, shall mashke go in dibble. There, we put liquid into flour, the flour starts sticking together. That's silly. Wheat and milk is very similar to that. It also sticks together. You pour milk into wheat and mix. So it's true, it's a biscuit, but what happens is the whole biscuit sticks together. You can see a little bit of the biscuit. It's kind of stacked together, really. It's not falling apart.
It's less put together than it was before you put it in the liquid.
Could be. Maybe, that's true, but it was before it was now a liquid, now it's got a liquid, now a liquid is joined sometimes, it's a lot of losh. So you stuck it together, you used a liquid to join something together, that's the problem.
You might have to put a wheat to be actually
dip in milk and eat it like that. Yeah, no, I'm not sure it's still different, the whole sugar of wheat to be is different, it just congeals, it sticks together. Relative doesn't help because losh doesn't help. Losh is the issue of mixing a liquid with a solid. The fact that it was together before doesn't help us have losh. Losh is now to join a liquid to a solid.
In the tuna case, if there's oil in the tuna still, you've got a kosher for that.
But you didn't do anything, you haven't done any losh then.
No, but you're going to mix, when you're going to mix your minus, the oil's still there, you're going to mix
but it. The oil in the tuna was there before you did anything, before Shabbos, there's nothing wrong. So we're talking about on Shabbos, you must make a mixture of blending a solid with a liquid.
You're mixing now the oil, you mix the oil.
So you do a shimmy, if you can mix, you can do it, and mixing is
the oil. The oil is liquid, the liquid does. Mine is the solid.
But that's alright, but that's already mixed in already. You don't mind the shovel.
It's not mixed in properly. In a tin of tuna, you've got the oil there.
But a big lumps of tuna is not a problem. We're talking about which cut up very fine, yeah? It's ground up the tuna. Normally, big lumps of tuna are not a problem of loss. It's too big the particles. It has to be cut up quite fine.
When every tin of tuna gets emptied out, there's oil in the tuna.
Yeah.
You mix it and you put your minus with it first. Your oil inside, that's lost.
Well, the oil's already there, yeah? But you've done nothing with Shabbos.
Yeah, but you're blending
so
together.
In the mixing, that's what I'm telling you. In the mix, if you're doing an act of mixing, you can do a shimmy in the mixing. That makes it mutter. There's 2 points of losh.
Let's go with it. We'll miss that one. There's 2 points of losh. There's a mathematics of losh when you're over. One by one, let's take a classic case of flour and water. When a person adds flour to water, first of all, as soon as you put the flour into water, automatically something starts sticking together. Rebbe holds that is the melacha of losh. Rebbe Yosef Yehuda holds that's not enough. You have to do the issur of losh when you actually mix it. We take on really the issur of losh only when you mix it. But we try to accommodate Rebbe, that's what he says. And Rebbe, if we can accommodate Rebbe, we do. Over here with your tuna, with the oil, you've done nothing on Shabbos. The oil was mixed in already. Now you want to mix it further. If you do a shinui in the actual mixing, that's mutter. Because you've done nothing, you didn't put oil in on Shabbos. If you put oil in on Shabbos, they'd have a problem. But the oil was already in there with the tuna. So that bit was done. Stage one, ready stage is done, you've done nothing.
It's not being mixed, it's only the oil inside the tuna, it's not
right, mixed. So that's not a problem. But the mixing, which is a problem, if you do a shinui in the mixing, that makes mutter. If you do a shesi ve'eru in the mixing, that makes losh mutter. That's the head of losh. If you do a major shinui in the mixing, that makes it mutter. The same as mine, basically. If someone's got a smiley and I'm a tumor, so part one, he's avoided, he's got no problem with Rebbe. I lost to mix it, like I say now. So now you do a chassis behavior on the tuna. Wonderful, nothing wrong. You've done a major shimmer in the mixing. It's water to do a major shimmer, chassis behavior, and make a leash of. The only problem with leash of is if there's an initial impact, combine something together, then you've got a problem. If you could avoid that initial compact, who are they going to say? Another example, if someone, let's say, for example, put crumbs into yogurt before Shabbos. He didn't mix it, just put the crumbs in before Shabbos. After Shabbos, he wants to finish mixing off. He's allowed to, he's a chef in the area. He's done nothing wrong. The mixture's already there, he's done nothing wrong on Shabbos. The combination of the crumbs in the yogurt is already done before Shabbos. Now on Shabbos, he wants to make a chef in the area of that, you can do. That's not it. Let's make a quick recap of what we just said. So we said one of the biggest things now in Hilchos Losh is if a person used a stiff mayonnaise, a very stiff one, that makes it that there's no common impact, it doesn't combine, there was no issue in that. You're left just with the problem of mixing, and the problem of mixing, you do chesed ve'eruv, that makes it not to do. All right, where's that?
It's like a mushroom.
What?
If it's a mushroom, it's a mushroom.
Well, it's combined. It's only been there. Mine is going to be there. We've got a lot of food.
Shoot.